USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the president's jets today will fly what's being called Mission 41, bringing the body of the 41st President George H.W. Bush from Houston to Washington, D.C., where it will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning, when a funeral will be held.
He was a person that united, not divided. We could use a lot of that today.
That's Bush 41's longtime speechwriter, Kurt Smith, who says he thinks George H.W. Bush was the classiest president to ever live in the White House.
He was a person that brought people together. We could use a lot of that today. In his inaugural address in 1989, he said, "This is the era of the offered hand." And he had offered that hand to members of the Democratic Party.
Pope Francis says in his new book that gay priests should remain celibate or leave the priesthood. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The National Weather Service confirming 22 tornadoes left a trail of destruction in central Illinois on Saturday, uprooting trees and downing power lines. Three people seriously injured, but nobody was killed. The French President Emmanuel Macron gets home from the G20 summit to have to handle continued violence in the streets of Paris. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Dozens of injuries and hundreds of arrests as thousands turned out to protest fuel taxes and the cost of living in France. The Arc de Triomphe suffered extensive damage in the violent clashes that raged all day and into the night between protesters and police. The interior minister said it was clear some had to demonstrate peacefully, but many others came only to cause violence.
Actor Ken Berry has passed away at the age of 85. The actor, singer, and dancer is best known for his work on the sitcoms F Troop, Mayberry RFD, and Mama's Family. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's Liberty Health Share.
Anchorage residents continue to feel the impact of Friday's big earthquake. There have been more than 500 aftershocks, some of them large enough to be an earthquake in their own right. Some of the aftershocks reaching a magnitude of 4.5 or higher. One reached 5.7. Still, life is slowly returning to normal in the largest city in Alaska, according to officials who've announced bus services running again, and snow plows are going to be keeping the roads clear. Schools closed, though, this week, so repairs can be made to the numerous damaged buildings. The president of South Korea has a message for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump likes you and is willing to withdraw U.S. sanctions. President Moon Jae-in making that announcement on his return from the G20 summit in Argentina. Moon is hoping to host Kim soon as the two continue to work on denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Moon telling reporters that Mr. Trump did ask him to tell the chairman Kim that he wants to implement the rest of their agreement together and will fulfill Chairman Kim's wishes. Trump said on Saturday that he was hoping to meet with Kim Jong-un again, possibly as soon as in January. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.